Welcome to Elite Agent Investors, where we talk about next level tools, tech, and tactics used by the top 1% real estate professionals. I'm your host, Pete Thorpe. You can find me out on social media at petethorpe.io. We bring on active real estate professionals, including agents, brokers, and investors, to share their most advanced marketing tactics. Today, Elite Agent Investor is sponsored by Real Fuel. Real Fuel is a next generation AI company for data pulling to get you off-market deals and more information that you can go ahead and mine. You can also run comps. You can send direct postcards out of it. So realfuel.ai if you are looking for that in your business. All right. Today, we have a fantastic guest coming to you from Long Island. So in New York, we've got Edna White. Edna is a seasoned real estate broker with over 20 years experience. She's specialized in guiding first-time homebuyers and real estate investors to success. As a past owner of two thriving offices in Suffolk County, Long Island, Edna builds a reputation for marketing expertise and personalized service. She's now a life purpose strategist. She empowers aspiring real estate agents and individuals looking to establish housing units, blending her industry knowledge with a passion for inspiring others to achieve their goals. Edna, welcome to Elite Agent Investors.
Hey, thank you so much. I'm so glad to be here, Pete.
Fantastic. Glad to have you. Obviously, I'm super fast on that intro, so we can get through it and get right into the meeting. So tell me one thing.
You remember a long time ago, there was this guy that really talked really fast?
Oh, yeah.
You know, it was like this guy that did the speed talking. He could do something, a whole commercial in 60 seconds or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
He was really fast. Yeah. I think he won a world record. So you're close.
Those guys are auctioneers. I just like to get through it so don't keep people waiting forever. Yeah. That's all. Yeah. Now we can talk at a normal pace. I'll slow it down.
Okay.
So everybody else can hear us, why don't you go ahead and give us one thing that you've learned since becoming an agent, investor, or in this case now a coach, that has helped tip the scales in your favor and help you and your clients level up faster?
I will tell you, I think I want to say systems. Mm-hmm. For me, starting as a real estate agent, not having systems in place, like things to kind of help support me, mm-hmm. like, you know, what I'm going to be doing, you know, like maybe sending out emails, things like that. I didn't have a system in place to kind of keep things flowing, but I just believe that, you know, systems are so important and finding the right type of, you know, system to put together, even if you do it yourself. You know, like, you know, I don't mean by do it yourself, like something simple, like emails, you know, put them on alert for scheduling and things like that. I just think that you need systems, like, you know, how many things I'm going to be doing today. Is it going to be focused on maybe I'm going to go to, you know, this place and this is what I'm going to do, five of these, you know, and just set up like little systems that you can, I know what I'm doing and this is my focus.
Yeah, I definitely find for myself because I've got multiple things going on, especially in real estate, software, podcasts. Systems are the only way it gets done. If you don't time block and have a system built out, and I think the common refrain out there from anybody is what's the best CRM as an example, because you mentioned scripts.
Absolutely.
It's going to be the one that you use.
It is.
A few CRMs that you wouldn't catch me dead using because I think they're taking, like, I'll use what's not real estate related, but Salesforce.
Okay, that was the worst. It was the most confusing to me. I was like,
yeah, it is. I mean, it is massive. It can do, it could probably build you a house if you wanted it to.
Yeah.
For an agent, you know, I want to know what my client's birthday is. I want to know my contracts, my deadlines are coming up. If you don't have systems in place for that, you could miss a deadline.
Oh, yeah, you could
cost your client a house, you know, cost them their earnest money deposit if you're not paying attention to the deadlines. So systems are super important. Do you have anything what are you using for your CRM and systems now?
So I use HubSpot. I love HubSpot so much. I can't tell you how much I love it. But I love it because everything's there. So once I use my email, I can send out something that actually, if I send a link, it actually tells me who went on the link. It's just really great. It gives me great feedback into what I'm doing. Because mm-hmm. that's what you really want to know. It's the back end. Is anything working that I'm doing? You know, if I'm sending out 500 emails a day, is it really working? Is it really worth it? Or, you know, what am I really doing? You know?
So how many people are opening it? Thing. Yeah.
It's great. Great to know.
Yeah. How many people are opening your email? How many have read it?
Yeah. You need to know that. You mm-hmm. need to know that. I think
especially
when I started, I never cared about that. I just like, oh, send out the emails. I always had an assistant. So I always hired my sister or whatever to work for me. So I was like, oh, I'll just send out the email, but I never thought about the back end. And then you find out a back end. No, I never got that. It went to spam because of this. So, you mm-hmm. know, your systems are great, but you got to know how to use them, you know, yes. and make sure that you know stats. Stats are important.
Very so important. We have a we built out a CRM for ourselves called Rocketly. It's for investors and agents. But a large part of why we did it was we knew mm-hmm. Google and Yahoo had all those new DMARC records and rules coming out.
Right.
If you did not follow them specifically, if your system was not set up properly, your email was going to spam if it even got in the door. So that's something that we do actively track and look at. We're checking the back end to make sure, okay, was it delivered? No. Did it bounce? If you send a bunch of emails to a bad email address and it bounces a lot, you actually get flagged.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're like, well, you clearly don't know your client. You're sending an email to nowhere. You must be spamming.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
That's the truth.
So system's definitely super important. I know, obviously, you said you're coaching now and helping other agents and investors set up their businesses. So I guess walk me through what you do with maybe taking on a new client and what you're helping them with.
So my expertise in that area is I work with, I've always worked with in like the first time home buyer or investors who, I guess it's about homelessness, working with people that kind of build, you know, projects for homelessness or anything in that realm, like homelessness and just kind of advocating for homelessness. So a lot of my investors are those type of investors. You know, recreating, maybe I'm working with them with a hotel that they purchased really inexpensively. They want to convert to housing, you know, and then I kind of navigate that process with them and talk to legislation because I have connections with those in legislation to help with that or town officials to kind of get that process moving for the right reasons.
And that's something you definitely need to know. So I have my partner in our businesses is John Kirk. He and I went and looked at a property that there was a lady who was a social worker where she was, she got into it. I think it was almost 15 years ago because she found all these people who were either homeless or losing their homes and didn't have a place to stay. She picked up a property, got the proper permits because she knew the channels to go through and she's able to basically have constant tenants that are there while she's trying to help them get back on her feet and whatnot.
Right. Exactly.
They can get an affordable place to live, get their life stable. And then, you know, move on to either a bigger, nicer rental or whatever.
It's a good thing to have. It's a good thing to do. It's a good thing.
Is. Yeah.
You know, it helps all ends of the economy. So it's good.
And you know, especially in New York, I don't think Mark's there. So that's
absolutely. Yeah. It's high here. It's really high. I tell people that all the time. It's really high, you know, and, but it, you know, I love working with the investors because, you know, when you know things, it's like, oh, wow, you know that? Help me do this. And I meet so many amazing investors. You know, I was a real estate agent with the skirt on, with the high heels walking in the new construction. Then I knew better. Then I learned to know better. Then I started wearing sneakers. It's like, yeah, here we go. So, but I was one of those ones. And I loved working with the investors because, you know, some of them have great, vision. And some really have like great ideas for different communities, which I love that idea. It's like, we want to come into this community, not only just offer for homeless, but, you know, just to look at the overall community. And I love working like that, you know, in that perspective.
And that's definitely a super good thing to be going through. One of our earlier guests, probably be on the second or third podcast. So when these will all begin launching on the 20th of January. We've got a pretty deep bench of ones we've already done, but there is one with a fellow named Dan Beach out of the out of California, and he's a broker, mortgage broker, and they have a product that can be done nationwide, where you can take a single family that can be converted into a multifamily, and they actually do the projected rents on it, and basically will say, okay, we'll lend you the build cost of converting from a single to like a two or three family home, make it into a multi based on the projected rents. And you're only paying, you know, the draw as they're getting it built and then you're filling in with the rentals. So it's basically a way to help improve housing availability.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
So that's a really good, yeah. So anyone listening here, go back and find the episode with Dan Beach. He has that product out there, and it's nationwide. Mm-hmm. And it's a really good deal, because it's not like you're getting a separate construction loan or anything, and you're not paying an exorbitant rate. Mm-hmm. They bundle it all together, and they're like, okay, here you go.
That's great. That's a really great product, yeah.
Got to use approved contractors and whatnot, but that's for any program. You know, got to have for sure. So what other things do you have your guys working on that is something that might be helpful to the audience in terms of either staying organized or maybe some tools that you use?
Stay organized. That's a great thing. Time management is so great, because sometimes you get, you know, when I first started, I was working like 60 hours and I forgot I had a family,
You can get business. You can absorb
like that in real estate. You can.
Yeah.
So
you want to get business, schedule a vacation. You'll see how fast. Yeah.
So yeah, time management, and just I emphasize self-care, because we forget that in this industry. We really, really forget. And I know I forgot it one time. Literally, it's self-care, you know. Give yourself some time, you know, time with your family. Mm-hmm. I think when I first started, I was like, okay, I had the youngest child I had was home. He was 13, and I looked up and he was 15, and I'm like, what? I missed, like, it was a blur. So I said, okay, no more weekends, because I would spend, you know, Sunday to Saturday at work. And I was like, no more weekends. So I stopped, you know, around when he was 15. He's now 35. I don't do weekends anymore. You know, so I stopped doing, you know, weekends. And people, and, you know, real estate agents say to me, hey, you can't do that. It's a weekend. You know, you can't do that. I was like, oh, yeah, I can. You know, I can.
Yeah, New York, I know, is a bit different environment in terms of, you know, lawyers do a lot of the contract stuff, lawyer state versus a title state. So it's a little different animal, but doing things like taking weekends or blocking an offer, at least telling your clients, hey, this is my family time.
And they will call you. Yeah.
If you don't set those boundaries, they're going to call you and chase you and hound you.
I was having people text me. I remember I had the Nextel. Do you remember that one when we first started?
Oh, I love that. That's the best thing. The walkie-talkie.
The tweeter thing. And they would tweet me. And I'm like, are you kidding me? I literally had to turn it all the way off. I couldn't believe it that they were like, and I finally had to say, hey, after hours is, you know, after six, you know, there's nothing I can do after that time, really.
Yep.
Honestly, if the house is burning down, well, I guess what? The only person you could probably call is fire department, and we can find another house. But that's all we can do. It's really nothing we can do, you know? So, you know, just like you said, setting those boundaries is self-care. It's really self-care. It's a lot of self-care.
Yeah, it's definitely something that's super important. Anyone, agents, investors, because if you don't, like she said, you're just going to blink and several years are going to go by and you're going to be like, what did I do? You know?
Yes.
Real estate agent, you're essentially, you're unemployed every morning. I get a new client or get a contract. So I know some agents feel that. And I also know there's agents out there that are doing, you know, if they're under 20 million deals in deals in a year, they feel like they haven't done anything, because that's been their just go.
Exactly.
It's
exactly.
Great until you look up and you got gray hair like me and where did the time go?
It's serious. It's so very serious, because this is a fast pace, and you know, real estate is a fast pace, and the market changes. So you, as an agent or a broker, or an investor, have to pivot every time the market changes. You have to pivot. You have to be knowing about the market at all times. Mm-hmm. You know, having it come to your phone, what's going on in the market, and being able to pivot, sit down and say, hey, we need to readjust. And go with this trend or that trend, whatever's going on in the market. But it's so very important is that, you know, having that ability to be flexible as well, you know, in your time management.
100%. So, all right, let's go ahead and get ourselves a little wrapped up here. Where can people find you if they want to reach out to you about either maybe investing in New York?
I am worldwide, so...
anywhere in the world.
So you can reach me at www.ednawhite.com. Easy.
That is super easy. For sure. And so you go nationwide, obviously?
I go nationwide. I literally I teach a lot of real estate in other countries, just about the real estate terms. I have a license to teach real estate. So real estate terms, I help new agents all over. So it's, you know, I'm not locked in.
No, okay, perfect. Well, guys, if you need any tips on any of the things we talked about today, reach out to Edna, ednawhite.com. And Edna, we look forward to hearing from you again in the future. And you have a lovely day.
All right, you too.
Thanks, guys. And guys, stay tuned for the next one. That'll be coming up shortly. And remember, again, if you need real estate data, you're looking for comps, you're looking for off-market deals based on AI, diving in and figuring out when people may or may not be moving, go to realfuel.ai, and we'll see you on the next podcast.